Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call a switch-up transform blueprint, a repeatable way to take a rolling drum and bass loop and move it into a totally new emotional state without killing the momentum. This is very jungle, very old school, very atmospheric roller energy. Same engine, different tunnel. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. We are not trying to make the track stop and become something else entirely. We are not doing a dramatic reset. We are reframing the loop so it feels like it has turned a corner, gone deeper into the alley, and come back with a darker attitude. The groove keeps driving, the downbeat logic stays intact, and the listener feels movement rather than interruption. So let's build this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices and a practical arrangement mindset. Start with the core roller bid. This needs to already have motion. If the loop is static, the switch up has nothing to transform. Build a drum foundation with kick, snare, hats, break chops, and maybe a tucked in amen layer underneath. Keep the classic old school logic in place. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, ghost hits around the groove, and just enough swing to make it breathe. Not too much. We want bounce, not wobble. In the drum rack, load your kit pieces and program a solid 2-bar loop first. Then open the groove pool and add a subtle swing feel. Something in the MPC style range, around the mid-50s, or a light 16th swing, can do wonders. The key is restraint. In jungle and old-school DNB, the groove should feel human. Not quantized to death, but it also shouldn't fall apart. Now add the bass. For a roller, the bass should support motion, not dominate it. Use operator for a clean sub, and maybe waveatable for a mid-range layer. Keep the sub in mono. Use a sine wave or something very clean, and don't overdo the movement. The mid layer can have a little more attitude, a little more texture, maybe some subtle saturation, but the low end should stay disciplined. Use EQ8 to keep the sub clear, and if needed, use sidechain compression so the kick and snare can breathe through the bass. Here's the mindset. Your starting loop should feel like a conveyor belt. It's already moving. That's important, because the switch-up blueprint is about changing the emotional color of that conveyor belt, not replacing the machine. Next, create the atmosphere bus. This is where the lesson really lives. Make a dedicated return or group called Atmosphere Transform, because this is the lane where the emotional motion happens. You can feed it with pads, field recordings, vocal fragments, noise beds, reversed synth notes, old VHS textures, or even chopped reverb tails from your drums. If it feels like mist, memory, or haunted space, it belongs here. Build a chain on that atmosphere bus using EQ8, autofilter, carousel ensemble, echo, hybrid reverb or reverb, and utility. Start by high-passing the low end so the atmosphere doesn't cloud the mix. Then use auto-filter to automate motion, maybe a low-pass or band-pass sweep across the phrase. Chorus ensemble can add subtle widening and movement, but keep the mix low. Echo gives you that dubby jungle depth, especially if you sync the delay and filter the repeats. Reverb or hybrid reverb gives you the room and the space, but always cut the low end inside the reverb so the mix doesn't get muddy. Finally, utility helps you control width, which is very important in DNB. Keep the sub mono and let the upper atmosphere breathe wide only where it helps. A very effective trick is to take a chopped break or vocal texture, run it through auto filter, echo, and reverb, then resample that result. That printed ghost layer can become your secret switch-up element. It sounds more physical, more committed, and more like classic jungle because it's not endlessly live and pristine. It's printed. It's got character. Now let's design the transform chain itself. Think of this as the processing path that turns the atmosphere from one emotional state into another. A strong template is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, phaser flanger or chorus ensemble, echo, hybrid reverb, and utility. With EQ8, cut the sub completely and clean up the mids if the layer gets crowded. With auto filter, automate the cutoff over 4 bars so the sound changes shape as the transition happens. Saturator adds density and helps the atmosphere cut through on smaller speakers. A little drive goes a long way. Phaser flanger or chorus ensemble can add movement, but keep it subtle and slow. Echo should be tempo locked and filtered, and you can automate the dry slash wet upward as you approach the switch. Hybrid reverb gives you that darker spatial tail, and utility lets you control how wide or narrow the image feels as the scene changes. Now we build the switch up as a 4-bar transformation. The key here is gradual morphing. You are not flipping a switch in the listener's face. You are crossfading emotional states. In bar 1, keep the original roller groove strong. Full drums, steady bass, atmosphere restrained. Let the listener settle into the energy. In bar 2, start introducing motion. Automate the atmosphere filter a little, add a reverse texture or a filtered vocal tail, and maybe reduce drum density by removing one small percussion element. A subtle delay throw on a snare or ghost hit can be enough to hint that something is changing. In bar 3, destabilize the surface. Chop or mute a hat pattern for a beat. Bring in a resampled noise swell. Pull the mid bass back slightly, but keep the sub intact so the floor doesn't disappear. A quick echo tail or a long reverb tail can create tension. You can also add a short break fill here, something sliced and precise, just enough to signal the turn. Then in bar 4, land the transformed state. Bring the darker atmosphere in more strongly, switch the drum texture to a more broken variation, and bring the bass back with a slightly different filter position or timbre. The new section should feel like the track has entered a different chapter, but the pulse never disappeared. That's the magic. The listener feels the shift, but the engine never stopped. One of the best advanced techniques in Ableton is resampling your own transition material. This is huge for authentic jungle energy. Old school records often feel alive because the textures are printed and then manipulated, not endlessly tweaked in real time. So solo the atmosphere bus, record 8 to 16 bars of evolving material onto a new audio track, and then slice that recording. You can use slice to new MIDI track or just chop it manually in arrangement view. Rearrange the fragments. Reverse tails. Pull one transient a little earlier. Then process the chopped result with redux for grit, drum bus for punch, gate for rhythmic pulsing, and auto filter for band limited tension. This is how you get that dusty, haunted, warehouse feel that sounds like it belongs in the track, not pasted on top. And don't forget the drums. A timeless roller switch up should never feel like the drums have abandoned the track. Even if you thin things out, the rhythm should still imply forward motion. Keep the snare anchor if possible. Use ghost kicks or ghost snares. Twop one break slice every couple of bars. Keep a little hi-hat or ride motion alive. Even a tiny fill at the end of bar 4 can make the whole transition land harder. The point is continuity, not emptiness. For bass, think in layers. Keep the sub stable. That's your anchor. Then let the mid bass mutate. You can automate the filter cutoff. Add a bit more drive in the transform section, or even mute the mid layer for one beat before the switch to create tension. The bass should feel like it's turning its head, not becoming a completely different creature. In Roller DNB, identity matters. The bass can darken, tighten, and grit up, but it should still feel like the same character. Arrangement-wise, this kind of switch-up works best at phrase boundaries. 8-bar and 16-bar phrasing is your friend here. A strong setup might be an 8-bar intro, 16 bars of first groove, a 4-bar transform, then 16 bars of the second groove. Put the change at the end of a phrase where a DJ can still mix cleanly. Think like a record, not just a loop. Automate atmosphere cutoff, delay sends, reverb sends, bass filter, width on the atmospheric layer, and maybe a little saturation on the drum bus if you want the section to feel more aggressive. What makes this timeless rather than gimmicky is restraint. Don't overload the transition with too many effect moves. Choose a few hero motions and commit. A filter sweep, a resampled tail, a drum reduction, a delay throw. That's enough. Old school jungle has personality because it leaves rough edges in place. It breathes. It doesn't try to sound perfect. If you want to push this darker, try a filtered noise layer that acts like a fake wind tunnel. Run noise through auto filter, saturator, echo and reverb. Then automate the cutoff down during the switch. That can give you this cold subterranean feeling without cluttering the mix. You can also print long reverb tails, chop them, and use them as ambience hits. That gives the arrangement a more physical, warehouse-like vibe. Another strong move is a dual atmosphere crossfade. Make one layer warm, wide, and washed, and another layer darker, narrower, and grainier. Fade one out while the other comes in. That creates a much more cinematic transition than a single pad slowly changing shape. You can also do a break shadow layer. Duplicate the break. Heavily process it with band pass filtering, saturation, short reverb, and gate, and keep it low in the mix until the switch up. Then bring it forward like a ghost machine coming out of the fog. Now, the main lesson to remember is this. Protect the downbeat logic. Even when the texture gets hazy and cinematic, the listener still needs to sense where bar one is. The drums are the narrative spine. The atmosphere is the emotional corridor. The bass is the weight. When those three are aligned, you can bend the mood pretty hard without losing the roller. So here's the workflow in plain terms. Start with a strong loop. Give it a clear groove and a disciplined low end. Build an atmosphere bus with filtering, delay, reverb, and subtle width movement. Automate the atmosphere over 4 bars so it changes emotional state. Keep the drum anchor alive with small edits rather than massive dropouts. Let the bass mutate, but don't let it collapse. Then resample the transition, slice it, and use the printed material to add that authentic jungle texture. The core takeaway is this. To create timeless roller momentum, don't think big drop change. Think same train, different tunnel. If you build the section this way, the track won't feel like it restarted. It'll feel like it evolved. And that is exactly the kind of switch up that makes jungle and old school D&B feel alive.